robot guys turning into crazy things, fighting each other, stomping all over the city. You were wearing this kind of peach-colored top.
Oh!
Ah, now we're on the same page. So, 22 years old, you're the star of a major Hollywood blockbuster. That must have been so exciting for you.
I was so bored out of my mind.
Really? I mean, you must have been shooting that movie for months. You were bored the whole time?
I have been amusing myself with some string that I have found.
You mean some string like this? That's right! Don't you? Where is it? Oh, come here! Sorry! Yeah, I see what you mean. That is pretty amusing.
It's so insane! It's so crazy!
It certainly is. Let's talk a little about your Transformers co-star, Shia LaBeouf.
He's a really nice boy. I was in a movie with him.
I was wondering if you could settle a bet for me. Is Shia LaBeouf really French for where's the beef?
Yeah.
Well, I've been asking all the questions here. Is there anything you want to ask me?
Do you have a nice stomach?
Yes, I happen to have an awesome stomach. Well, how about you? Do you have a nice stomach?
Well, I think I have a nice stomach. Like, I guess you'll have to be the judge of it.
Well, don't take off your shirt or anything. Gross. So tell me, how did you get started working for Michael Bay?
I went to Bay Films. And Michael Bay has an upstairs room, which is where all the business happens.
And did he give you the business?
Yeah.
Say no more. How do pharmacists work? Why are they able to keep the hot and the cold like that?
I don't know why. I don't know why or how, and
it's one of the mysteries of the universe, right?
It's amazing, and it's a huge blessing. And
that
was my mind, and I'm forever grateful.
Me too! I love pharmacists! Anyway, I apologize for bringing this up, but you know we have to talk about this. Last year you had a bit of a public relations nightmare when you threw what you thought was a vampire off a three-story roof.
I did not know that was a child.
Come on, it was Halloween! It was trick-or-treating! You really thought it was a four-foot-tall vampire?
Something like such a state of hysterics that day.
Poor kid broke every bone in his body.
So sad for him. That's so terrible.
He can only communicate by wiggling his nostrils.
So embarrassed.
Well, Megan, thank you for being on the show. I hope to someday see you acting in a movie that isn't a horrible, mindless piece of crap.
Thank you.
Some sort of traumatic karaoke experience in your childhood?
I've done
unfortunate. I can't hear myself, and I sound like a dying, like, I don't know, a whale caught in a Japanese harpoon.
Really? A whale caught in a Japanese harpoon? I don't quite understand it. I think you might have your terminology mixed up here. You see, a harpoon is a large spherical object. By definition, it would be impossible to catch a whale in a harpoon, as there is no cavity, per se, that it would be able to catch an object of any size, let alone a whale. Perhaps you were thinking of maybe a fishing net of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really a harpoon at all. You see the difference there, right? Have I done an adequate job of explaining this to you?
Yes.
Great! Now sing the stupid karaoke song. Oh, I forgot. You big Hollywood stars don't do anything for free. Okay, fine. Here's a jelly donut. I fished it out of the trash can, but it's still good.
Personally, I like fresh donuts.
Oh, sorry, Your Highness. Garbage donuts not good enough for you? No problem. I'll get you a fresh donut. You stay right here. Don't move! I'll be right back. Oh, sorry about the traffic. Okay, I got your donuts, see? Nice, fresh donuts. Now, let's hear you sing some karaoke.
I don't really consider a Dunkin' Donut a fresh donut.
What the f***?
The country's debt, Social Security is going bankrupt, and what's our Senate doing? Investigating Weird Al Yankovic. Something.
Yeah. surgeon.
Thank you.
Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Yeah! I'm dead serious! Anywho, this is your very first time on the show. And of course, that means it's time for the traditional first time on the show guest striptease! Let's go, Morgan! Wait, you want the music, right? Sorry. Okay, we're done.
I'd like to see my drawing. Never forget that night. It was right after I got my handsome tattoo.
Yeah, sure. Look, I want you to take me back. Tell me what happened to the jewel.
Jewel? I don't have any of her CDs. I like Hanson.
Okay. You know what, you're right. I'm just worried about being offensive.
Since when are you worried about being offensive? Last week you said I looked like Weird Al Yankovic from behind.
That man has beautiful hair and a tiny ass, so learn how to do it.
Thank you.
mother found these. I told you to get rid of this filth!
Don't stink!
Face it, our boy is weird.
I know he's weird.
By changing the lyrics, you could change the world.
Nobody wants to hear a parody song when they can hear the real thing for the same price.
Two words. Eat it. You guys are ready for this.
I never knew that was Jesse.
Yankovic.
be so proud. I'm gonna shout it.
Right. Thank you.
this are what it's all about for me. I am absolutely thrilled to be talking to one of the most iconic figures in modern day cinema, an Academy Award winning filmmaker, a true legend in the business, the Italian Stallion himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sylvester Stallone. How are you doing today, sir?
Very good.
Really? You're doing very good. I see. Actually, no, I don't see. I think perhaps you meant to say you're doing very well. Is that what you meant to say? Because whether you like it or not, you are a role model, Mr. Stallone. A role model! The stupid, dullable children of the world look up to you. You should be setting a good example for them. And I, for one, will not sit here another moment and let you poison their minds and dumb down our beautiful, proud country with your ignorant, backwards grammar! No! 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 I say good day to you, sir! Good day!
Thank you.
genders. I've been taking kind of an informal survey. You don't have to answer if you don't want, but what do you think is my best feature? My face or my butt?
Butt.
Oh, hey, you ever see one of these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, fun, right? Well, look how big I can make his head.
I think I'm getting stupid to squeeze him a little bit more.
Oh, let's see. Wow, yeah, look at that! Oh, good times. Anyway, I can see by the old clock on the wall, but once again, it's time for the celebrity quiz portion of our show. Today, our grand prize is this beautiful Edward Cullen. Are you ready for your trivia question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the question is, in the movie Avatar, why did James Cameron call the precious foreign material unobtainium?
But I don't know, I don't know.
Clock is ticking. Okay, time's up. Antonio Banderas, for this beautiful Edward Cullen fellow, why did James Cameron call it unobtainium?
It's difficult to obtain.
No! The correct answer was, because nobody tells James Cameron when his ideas are stupid. I asked my Twitter followers what they wanted to know about you, and here's their question. How much do you, what's the word I'm looking for, fart when you're driving alone in your car?
I don't do that.
Really? Well, you must cut the cheese sometime.
In my house, in front of some friends.
Oh, so it's more of a social thing with you. Well, if you want to let one loose right now, please, be my guest.
But I'm very shy.
Come on. Don't you want to be immortalized as the first person ever to pass gas on this show?
I would love to, obviously.
But you're among friends here, Antonio. Do it for me. Please?
I do it.
All right, great. Well, let's hear it. Let her rip.
No, not yet.
Would be to play the Kool-Aid guy in those commercials because you love breaking through concrete walls with your skull.
It would happen because I have a really hard head.
Yes, well, good luck with that, and thanks so much for coming on the show. Oh, and one last thing. I am your father.
Safety fire. barista. Muddy Waters on Glendale Avenue. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was playing Words with Friends with Alec Baldwin. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So, what's with the attitude of waiting? No tip for you. Not a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend. Pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the view. Only give it to the peanuts. Can't be able to help every night. So bring it up. Don't ask for it. Don't waste my time.
Survival of the
shoot you for that life jacket.
As they should be. After all, their lungs will soon be filled with briny water and probably some fecal matter.
Lobsters eating our bodies?
And it's just even the face part, you know, here.
The captain's right. Let's play a tune that will fill this entire deck with the same strength and resolve that he has shown.
The Artist?
I have not seen it.
The Help?
Django?
No. Did you get a chance to see the human centipede?
Really?
Oh, it was terrific.
I somehow wouldn't have expected that to be your taste in movies.
I took my grandchildren, we all had a great
time. Wow. And they enjoyed it as well?
Hey, they loved it.
Well, it is an interesting movie.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I should ask. I hear that you ran into a little problem with the airlines recently, and you wound up on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
What exactly happened?
I can remember shooting the pilot and not knowing what I was doing.
The TSA really frowns on that kind of stuff. Anyway, I've heard that on occasion, you like to dress up as Shirley Temple and perform I'm a Little Teapot.
I've done it for a couple of friends, but I have done it several times as an auction item.
Wow, I'd love to see that. Would you do it for $1.50?
There's a lot of dressing up.
Okay, fine, $2, but it better be worth it. Just show up at my place tomorrow around 3:00.
I can't wait.
Oh, speaking of which, my daughter is a huge Star Wars fan. I know you weren't in Star Wars, but could you still come to her birthday party and dress up like Darth Vader or something?
I would be incredibly happy.
Awesome! Emily, are you ready? All right, check out these categories for the double jeopardy round. You will make your selection from My Bologna, I Lost on Jeopardy, Life of Searching, White and Nerdy, and finally, Weird.
Oh,
chances are there's dirt somewhere underneath you right now. Many things grow in dirt, like carrots. Carrots are good to eat, but you should never eat dirt. It doesn't taste very good, and you might get dirt on your uvula. Dirt is dirty, so if it gets on you, wash it off right away. Rocks are dirty because they're found in the dirt, and they have dirt on them. Some people like to study rocks. Whatever. But where does dirt come from? Scientists have been trying to answer this question for thousands of years. Most researchers now believe that dirt is actually nothing more than dried up mud. When mud dries up, it becomes dirt. And when dirt gets wet, it becomes mud again. So which came first, dirt or mud? You might as well ask which came first, water or ice cubes. It remains one of the mysteries of the universe.
I'm Couldn't talk the Federation into me, but now I'm living. And begin to vocalize, pretty ghosts, we love to socialize.